Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Support for Armchair and the Saints Happy Hour podcast comes from Manscaped, who is number one in men's below-the-belt grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped has redesigned the electric trimmer. Their Lawnmower 2.0 has proprietary skin-safe technology, so this trimmer won't nick or snag your nuts. Manscaping accidents are finally a thing of the past. And don't use the same trimmer on your face as you using on your balls. That's just nasty. Manscaped also has the Crop Preserver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer. You already put deodorant on your armpits. Why are you not putting deodorant on the smelliest part of your body? Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code ARMCHAIR at manscaped.com. Always use the right tools for the job. Your balls will thank you. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code ARMCHAIR at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code ARMCHAIR. All right, everybody, welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Saints Happy Hour podcast. As you heard from Manscaped, the top, this one's free. But Andrew, everybody should subscribe to this podcast. It's only $7 a month. You get swag, you get Saints content every day. And when free agency hits, baby, and the Saints are moving and grooving, we're going to be first with breaking news, and we're going to be Andrew's going to break down every free agent the Saints sign. He's going to do their film study. You're going to want that. So do it. $7 a month. It's nothing. So, Andrew, today on the free podcast, I want to talk about a topic that I think, and I know you like to say that I have hot takes, and it's true, but I'm going to tell you this. This is going to be the most divisive decision of the Mickey Loomis era. I really believe it. And it is whether to pay or not to pay Marcus Williams, the safety for the Saints. Because listen, he is an elite safety by any measure. And if the Saints want to keep him, you're talking 4 years, $50 million. That's in the range that Eddie Jackson got from the Bears, and him and Marcus Williams, advanced statistics, regular statistics, they're almost identical. So if the Saints want to keep Marcus Williams, they're going to have to pay him big money. And Saints fans are divided bitterly over Marcus Williams because of Minnesota in the playoffs, the Minnesota Miracle, because of the San Francisco game, just to name one, this year where he ripped Kittle's face off and got a penalty. I think it's the most divisive contract extension the Saints may hand out under Loomis, the Loomis era. Am I wrong?
No, I don't think so. I mean, a lot of Saints fans hate him. And I think anytime he makes a mistake, and look, I mean, it doesn't matter who you are, you're going to make mistakes. And Breeze has had a 5-pick game. I watched him do that in Atlanta. Everybody has a bad game. So I think the problem with Marcus Williams is, by and large, and if you look at his season, he played well. I think overall he had a decent year. Really, especially early in this, I'd say the first half of the season, he was real strong. And then as the season wore on, I thought his play started to decline a little bit. But I think the problem is anytime he stands out and makes a mistake, people trace it back to that play against Minnesota in the playoffs. And I really just think like it's one of those things that is probably going to haunt him forever on some level. Once fans decide that they hate you, then
it's really
they magnify any mistakes that you make. And, you know, fans that are real frustrated with Sean Payton, you know, I think there's a non-zero number of fans that hate Sean Payton's play calling and thinks he gets, quote, too cute. And I think anytime the Saints lose, that rears its ugly head. So, right, they can go 13-3. Fans can be fat and happy. But then you lose in the playoffs, you know, one coaching mistake, and it's back to Sean Payton being awful. So, you know, fans tend to overreact that way. And the thing that's tough for me with Marcus Williams, though, if you look at the player, and I'm not, I mean, the Minnesota thing, that's totally in the rearview mirror for me. So I don't really view that as a prism under which I would evaluate whether or not to pay this guy. For me, it's really his tackling can be spotty. The angles that he takes, sometimes a little spotty. When the ball is in the air, his ability to track, his ability to make a play on the ball is as good as any free safety in the league. And so you have to ask yourself, do you want an elite playmaking top-end safety, and do you want to give up maybe a little bit of the tackling? Because what ends up happening, Ralph, is with most safeties, you get great tackling, you get great physicality, but they can't really play the ball that well, you know, and those usually come pretty cheap. And so you have a decision to make where I don't know that he's perfect enough, you know, and that's where I tend to lean towards let him walk. When you're, first of all, I don't view free safety as a position that's kind of a huge necessity. In other words, like, you need a left tackle to be amazing. You need a star quarterback. You need a top end receiver. You need a pass rusher. You need a top end corner. You don't need an elite safety to be good. You just don't. Like, that to me, that is a less critical position on a roster. It's kind of like punter. You do not need an elite punter to win games. It's nice to have, but it's not critical to success.
Well, yeah, like, and San Francisco, best defense in the sport, right? Name their safeties.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And so, you know, it's nice. To me, it's like, unless you have Ed Reed, where the guy is just so flawless and awesome. I mean, I would put Earl Thomas in his prime, you know, Earl Thomas in his prime with the Seahawks. Unless you're going to have a guy like that,
Troy Polamalu.
To me, it's like, I mean, I would definitely pay those guys $55 million, but Marcus Williams, to me, he's just like, he's really good. He's not quite good enough.
Yeah. The thing is, that's the argument against is like, I don't want to pay you elite money because I can go get, and I know they don't play the same position, right? It's not quite analogous, but another guy for the Saints, Vaccaro, he's gone to Tennessee and he's been okay for Tennessee. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, can you go get a safety who's pretty good and you pay him $8.5 million, $9 million? And the difference between paying a guy $9 million and getting 80% of what you get or 75% of what you get from Marcus Williams and paying a guy $12.5 million, $13 million is significant cap wise. And the thing is, like, that 30%, that extra 30% that Marcus Williams is going to give you, it's not going to be turnover creation. And I just look at a safety is, if I'm paying you elite money, you have to create turnovers, because that's what separates this bin of really good safeties or decent ones to the elite ones. It's the turnovers you create. And I just feel like with Marcus Williams, I think there's a chance the Saints will pay him this summer. I really do. Because I think they like him. I think he works hard. I think he's a good guy in the locker room. And I think they'll pay him. But they're going to pay him on the Mickey Loomis special, which is, this is what we're going to pay you. And if you're not going to take it, we're moving on. Whereas, like, Michael Thomas, they had to hammer it out, right? They had to negotiate it. And Mickey Loomis understood that. I think the only way Marcus Williams stays with the Saints is if he takes the Saints deal, which would be close to market value, but it won't be at the top. Like, it'll be 4 years and, like, $50 million. And where Eddie Jackson got 55, 56, other guys got more. Like, if he's going to stay, it's going to be on the Saints' terms 100%.
Yeah, this is the part of the podcast where I mentioned Taysom Hill, completely unrelated to anything else, just for clicks and for fans' interest. But anyway, so Taysom Hill. All right, back to Marcus Williams. but seriously, though, with Marcus Williams,
I think the biggest struggle I have, and so look, I mean, he's got 10 interceptions in 3 years, right? He had 4 his rookie year, 2 last year, 4 this year. So 10 picks in 3 years, and that's pretty good. You know, he in terms of playmaking ability, it's definitely there. You can't, in a perfect world, you keep him, right? I think, would I rather Marcus Williams over some second round pick that's going to give you more of like a Roman Harper, you know, or maybe even a Malcolm Jenkins? And I'm not talking about Malcolm Jenkins with the Eagles. That's a different player. I'm talking about Malcolm Jenkins with the Saints. Would I prefer Marcus Williams over those two and the careers they had with the Saints? I think so. You know, so would I rather him over any second or third round pick the Saints got that they kind of liked? Maybe that's Saquon Hampton. You know, he's already on the roster. Maybe he has a future at safety. But right now, to me, in a perfect world, you keep Marcus Williams. Now, you can't keep everybody, and that's the thing about the salary cap. You have to make decisions based on who are your productive players, which guys mean more to the team. So it's difficult. I mean, when you have Kamara and Lattimore and guys on the offensive line, Ramchick, you've got tough decisions to make, and you can't keep everybody, right? So you have to make decisions. Now, the reality is the NFL is a superstar league, and it's great to have Sean Payton, and it's great to have Drew Brees, and hopefully the next quarterback will be good enough to help the Saints be competitive. But it's a superstar league, and you win with superstar players. And the reason the Saints have been so good the last few years is because they've had Marshawn Lattimore and Cameron Jordan and an elite kicker and an elite punter and, you know, Michael Thomas, Kamara. I mean, you know, and Marcus Williams, I would not say he's an elite player, but he's kind of part of that culture of guys that the Saints have drafted that, you know, they've had a just really talented roster because of it. And that's how you win games. Talented players, and bottom line.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Here's the thing. Like, if the Saints sign Marcus Williams this summer, people will fight about it and be mad, of course, because of, you know, what we all said. But I'm going to tell you, like, if they sign him, like, I think if he stays healthy, he'll be fine and he'll be close. He'll live up to close what the contract is and, you know, it'll be fine. Like, I'm not gonna throw up my hands and be in a rage if they give him extension. I'd probably be more glad that they will. But I'm gonna tell you one thing that and Saints fans on Twitter will say this is ridiculous, that I don't know what I'm talking about. But I'm telling you, the Saints defense is really good. And when you have a really good defense and you put a really good safety on that defense, there's a non-zero chance that it just sort of breaks Marcus Williams' way this year, Andrew. And he has 6 picks and 3 fumble recoveries and sort of has that Vaughn Bell type year, right? Like Vaughn Bell, he scooped up the fumble in Seattle and he made a bunch of plays. And that could happen. And then if Marcus Williams, if he hits the open market next year and he has 6 picks this year and 2 fumble recoveries, he is going to get paid and he's going to be priced out of the Saints. So I just think that, and then Saints fans in November will be like, we got to keep him. So I just think for the Saints, if they could get something done in the summer, it would be to their benefit, I think.
Yeah, I mean, this is year 3, and now we've seen 3 years of Marcus Williams, and you know, he's been pretty consistent and pretty steady. You know, he's made mistakes here and there. Again, he's not perfect, and so my gut tells me, in the grand scheme of all the guys that you have to pay, he's one of the guys you let walk. And part of it's the position he plays, and part of it is the holes in his game. So that's kind of how I feel about Marcus Williams. But I would also be okay with the Saints keeping him if they got him at a price that they feel comfortable with. You know, there's one thing that I just want to point out, Ralph, that we don't always have a good perspective on. And that's really just how good is the guy at his craft in terms of his diligence, you know, with workouts, with film study. And like, that is a thing that influences heavily whether or not the Saints are going to extend a player or not. And that's just a window of insight that a lot of times we don't have. And I'll give you an example. Michael Thomas, that was an easy decision. I've said this on this podcast before, because if he tears his ACL or he has a horrific injury and you're paying him all this money as the richest receiver in NFL history, I think that's Julio Jones now, but you get my point. I have complete confidence that Michael Thomas is such a madman that he will rehab himself in a way that, like Drew Brees when he wrecked his shoulder, he will come back from that injury even better than he was before. And that's the kind of work habit that he has. That's the kind of mentality he has, where he just has to prove everybody wrong. He has to be better than everyone. And after he's proved everyone wrong, he wants to do it all over again. And he just has a mental makeup where you give him that money and you don't even care. You're not even worried about it, because you know he's going to put up those stats and you know that he's going to play at an elite level regardless of what happens. So you feel really secure about that investment. And we've heard from, I think it was Chris Carter on ESPN, that the Saints had some reservations about Lattimore, because they said, hey, look, if he trained, if he worked like Michael Thomas, if he had the same commitment to his craft, it would be a much easier decision. But we've seen Lattimore kind of go up and down. And what I don't have a good window of insight into is where Marcus Williams fits in the habit category. And if the Saints like his habits, they like the way he works, they like his commitment to football, they like his training regimen, his discipline, those are all things that factor in really heavily into whether a team wants a player back or not. Because once they make that big money investment, they have got to get production out of that player. See, it's nice when your rookie deals work out and those guys play great. But if they don't, it's like all you've sunk is a draft pick into them. You haven't paid them. But I think what you feel much worse is when you invest in a guy like Jairus Byrd and you give him $54 million and he's taking up so much of your cap space and you're not getting any production because he's either not on the field or he's so injured that when he comes back, he's garbage. Yeah, right. And so that's the bottom line. And so if the Saints love his work habits and they decide, you know what, we are going to sign him because we trust that we're going to have consistency in production, then I'm all for it.
You listen to this podcast because you love sports, you love the Saints, and you probably love to gamble. And if you love to gamble, MyBookie is the best online gambling experience there is. They have the safest online app. You can get a gamble on anything you want. You can get a gamble on the Super Bowl, basketball, the Pelicans, Zion, over under, how many three-pointers he's going to make. You can parlay different sports, any kind of bet you want to make. If you're a degenerate like me, you can parlay the Pelicans with EPL, British soccer. And right now, MyBookie has a special offer for Saints Happy Hour listeners. You get a 100% sign-up bonus. That's right. Use the code CHAIR, go to mybookie.ag, and you get a 100% sign-up bonus. Put in 200, get the extra 200 to play with. MyBookie.ag is the best online gambling site anywhere. Again, go to mybookie.ag, use the code CHAIR, and get a 100% sign-up bonus. MyBookie, you play, you win, you get paid. And here's a final thought. And, you know, people don't think of football as the same as me, you, as a regular job, right? We think of it as this magical, mystical place. But it's the same thing as the office in your job, right? And if you see a guy and everybody in your office is like, Marcus, he works his ass off. He does this, he does that. Everybody knows it. And then they're like, he's leaving because they didn't pay him? Holy shit, they wouldn't pay Marcus, the dude who did A, B, C, and D? Like, players see that, right? So if the Saints view him as one of the cornerstones, and like you said, we don't know how they view him, but they definitely viewed Michael Thomas that way. They had to pay Michael Thomas. If the Saints wouldn't have paid Michael Thomas, everybody in the locker room would have been like, you didn't pay that guy? Are you insane? Well, I'm never getting paid here. So that's little things that fans don't really think about, but we'll just have to see with Marcus Williams.
I mean, the last thing I'll say about Marcus Williams is, you know, if you look back at Sean Payton, one of his biggest regrets of his time with the Saints, you can ask him, I've heard him say this before, but if you ask him what is one of his biggest regrets as a head coach of the Saints, one of his answers is letting Malcolm Jenkins walk out the door. That's one of his, but he's said that before, that it's one of his biggest laments of mistakes he's made in his coaching career. And I think at the time they said, hey, we need to have the Darren Sharper experience again, at least in terms of on the field. And that's why they signed Jairus Byrd. I mean, they felt like he was a top safety, a high safety that could make plays on the ball. And that's why they went out and got him. But I think what they ignored, and I blame Bounty Gate for this in part, because Sean Payton wasn't there for a year and he didn't have a chance to be around Malcolm Jenkins. And I think it was easier to evaluate him from afar and just not being in the locker room and just see how much he struggled in a year where, you know, it was a tough coaching year. Spagnuolo obviously didn't stick with the players at all, and it was a disaster. But, you know, one thing I've always heard Sean Payton say is, it doesn't surprise me how successful Malcolm Jenkins has been because his work ethic was always excellent.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you talk about Michael Thomas and Drew Brees, I mean, he's cut of the same cloth, Malcolm Jenkins is. And so, you know, it took him a little while to kind of find his way. But now, and Sean Payton said this most recently on the podcast that I just listened to, you know, he said they were playing the Eagles and they start to show certain motions and certain things and the defense is completely lost. And he says, you can see all the players start to turn their head to Malcolm Jenkins and say, okay, what are we doing here? You know? And so he's the one that's just studying and in the film room and he knows all that stuff. And so I think Sean Payton will go back to that experience and remember that, like, hey, we saw signs with Malcolm Jenkins that he was going to be a great player, and we let him walk out the door because we got tempted by this sexy free agent, Jarris Bird, and we decided to put all that money into him. But we're not going to let this happen again with Marcus Williams, because while he's had a great 3 years, his habits suggest that he's going to be on a Malcolm Jenkins level in a couple of years. And so if they feel that way, then I'm all for him coming back.
Yeah. So everybody, thanks for joining us. This one's free. You should sign up to Saints Happy Hour Podcast, $7 a month. Pretty soon, free agency and Saints news is going to ramp up, and you're going to be like, I need my breaking news. Who's covering it first? Who's covering it now? You know who covers it now? We do. $7 a month. You get swag. Do it. Everybody, thanks for joining us, and we will see you again tomorrow.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.